Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for January 20th. How timely God's Word is. Today we have the story in the one-year Bible readings of Joseph before the Pharaoh, interpreting for him dreams sent to Pharaoh by God himself. There are a few lessons to draw from the story that are very appropriate for us today as we remember the ones God has placed in government over us. First, note that God spoke directly and authoritatively to Pharaoh. The king of Egypt is simply and only the servant of God Most High. Kings, presidents, premiers, or potentates are subordinate to God's will and plans. The cool thing here is that God let Pharaoh know what was coming so that Pharaoh could prepare his people for this demonstration of God's sovereignty in the natural order of the earth. In the end, Egypt and the surrounding nations were spared through Pharaoh's humble submission to God's message. At the same time, Pharaoh himself was exalted and empowered in the eyes of his people. Pray, then, that the president, his administration, and the Congress would hear their marching orders from the God of all the earth and him only. Second, understand that a leader in government will only see clearly the implications and duties of his position with the wise counsel of someone who is attuned to the voice of the living God. Such a man was Joseph, who discerned the handiwork of God in the seemingly random and odd movements in the lives of the influential. Pharaoh would never have understood his strange and troubling dreams without the counsel of Joseph. So as you pray for those in government, remember the spiritual counselors with whom they consult, the Senate chaplain, the pastors and theologians who meet with the president, the Congress, and the courts. Pray that they would have the spirit of discernment so that they may understand and convey the will of God to those who govern on behalf of all people. Third, remember that those who govern us are only mortal, subject to the same weaknesses, short-sightedness, and finite understanding as any of us. Their reign is temporary, full of peril and opportunity for doing great good and or great evil. Consider that in the end, it is the Josephs of God's kingdom who will rule in eternity, not the pharaohs of earth or anyone like him. For a time, the righteous in the world are subordinate to the rulers of the world, but soon they will reign with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Keep reading. We'll see you tomorrow.